Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out, and we both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something new, this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah. Oh,
man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super way nice.
Easy. So back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
It was always so awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today.
Open sesame.
Now how about we start again? We're going to do exactly what I'm doing.
All right. How do we do that? Where do we start?
We start with excitement.
And now the search for the right psychiatrist begins.
This is the Mix Morning Fix.
With John and Justin.
On Mix 105.1.
It's Friday!
Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. 6:13. Jackson.
He wasn't ready for that, but I saw you and I, we both kind of leaned back ready for that. And he's like, he's got no idea what's about to go down right here.
We do it every Friday to kick off the show. We yell, it's Friday.
Well,
why were you shocked by it today?
You do. And then Justin and I usually chime in with a yeah.
Yeah.
But Justin jumped in, and then you kind of like tripled down on it because I feel like you were trying to prove yourself over Justin.
I was proving my dominance over him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I just wasn't ready for that kind of a meat contest this morning.
And you notice, as I yelled louder, he laid on his back immediately with his legs and arms up in a submissive pose.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have rubbed his belly.
Man, all that went down through both us yelling Friday.
That was a lot to, there were a lot of layers to that yelling. That's a thing. Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us again today for Mother's Day, which is Sunday. That's a reminder to everyone out there. We're going to have a $100 Sephora gift card and enter you in to win the Kate Spade handbag every hour this morning. So we just did it at 6. We'll do it again at 7. 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. I'm going to be at Volkswagen Southtown. I wanted to get that out there because I'd love to see some of my 6 o'clock friends. Because you might be off work by noon.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening right now. So noon to 2, Volkswagen Southtown. We're going to feed you. We're going to have some fun prizes. It's going to be awesome. So please join us. Justin, how are you? Did you mow the lawn last night? Is that what I heard?
I did. And for those of you that know me, that sometimes that much physical activity.
You have MS.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
But I did it. It kicked my butt. Then you may have had to sit down twice to do so. But you're like, you know what? I accomplished this. I knocked it out. And I wanted to do it before the rain got here today.
Get you one of those lawnmowers that you can sit on.
Nah, not yet.
Just for fun.
I know. We'll get there, though.
Okay. All right.
You get me a lawnmower to sit on?
No. You're perfectly fine over there.
I don't want to.
Jackson, how was the puppy party?
Oh my God, you guys. It was amazing.
If you want to see footage of yesterday's 105 Days of Love puppy party, Jackson went out with puppies to your businesses just all day long. Like, literally all day long.
I was out. I dropped the puppies off to the ranch in basically Heber.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock.
Did any manager kick you out for bringing puppies in?
No, but I did get a call from the front desk saying that one manager called her, the front desk in our office.
Yeah.
One manager called her and said, my employee entered me in for this and I don't want these.
Are you serious?
Whoa.
Okay. Wow. Well, I didn't want to go to your business anyway.
Was
so
it wasn't Jeff
that.
Miller, was it? Because I got a message from the girls over there saying like, hey, have Jackson come by.
No.
Could not be Jeff.
But no, Jeff loves puppies. He's ridiculous. But we, oh my gosh, we went everywhere. We started in Provo, we came up through Salt Lake, and we stopped by the medical examiner's office.
I'm sorry, you mean where the dead bodies go?
Where all the dead bodies go, and they get autopsied, and it's basically just a autopsy factory.
You took the puppies to the coroner?
Yeah, well, so the guy who runs the morgue over there, his name's Brandon. What's up, Brandon? Every morning.
Is he up this early listening?
I didn't ask.
Wonder what time he starts.
But
to get going over there on that shop.
Well, they have to get over there at 7:30. I learned so much about this medical examiner's office. Starting at 7:30 in the morning, they process a body every 30 minutes.
All right. Friday morning, 6:17, talking dead bodies. Good
morning. Did you have a problem
morning.
With the dog sniffing around trying to get into...
Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
No, they
were
cool.
I actually had
way worse time with the dogs at, like, offices, because there were usually snacks everywhere. So they were like, oh, there's jerky and treats over here.
Were there any potties that happened at an office?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Did you ever see a dog walk by with a hand? What? No.
Stop it. Stop with your questions this morning.
Where'd you get that bone?
You can check out the video at or all the photos, Mix1051 Utah on Instagram. Mother's Day, Sunday. Don't forget, get your cards, get your gifts, get ready, or just win a $100 Sephora gift card at 7 a.m. and we'll enter you in to win a Kate Spade handbag. Since it is Mother's Day, Jimmy Fallon last night read momisms. You guys know what momisms are, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things that your mom always told to you that still stick within your mind as an adult. And I loved it. Here's Jimmy Fallon, and then we'll take your texts.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite mom quotes from you guys. Here we go. This first one's from at Victoria Pike. She said, yesterday my mom ordered a Tai Chi latte from Starbucks. Close.
Tried use the energy.
Tai Chi. Yeah, she used the energy.
Yeah,
coffee pours itself. Yeah.
Clean. Very slowly.
This one's from Matt. It's LJ. She says, when my mom would drive us kids around, she would brake really hard to make us lean forward and then say, bow to mom. Bow to mom. This one's from at Simpovsky. She says, my mom made up her own saying in the 90s, talk to the palm because you ain't the mom.
Yeah. That's great.
Pretty good. This one's from at BethRob325. She says, my mom calls Disneyland the Big D.
Momisms, words of wisdom or unbelievable things dear old mom would tell us. Justin, do you have a momism?
Oh, yeah, there's the classics, like, one day you'll thank me.
Oh, yeah.
There's always, don't make me pull this car over.
Did your mom really say that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did my brother and I fight in the backseat?
No, my mom never said, don't make me pull this car over.
Really?
No.
Or I'll give you something to cry about.
My mom did. Pull the car over. And taught us exactly why we shouldn't want that.
Hold those stories, because at 8:20, we're going to do worst punishments you've received from your mom.
Got it.
Jackson, what was your momism?
She would always say to me, anytime like we were getting into a little bit of an argument or something, she would throw her arms up in the air and say, what's the plan, Jackie Chan? So, like she was ready to throw down.
My mom used to look me in the eyes as a kid and say, you know, sandboxes are nothing but big litter boxes for cats.
No, they are.
Uh-huh. And like to this day, I'm like traumatized from sandboxes because my mom would never let me go in them. Yeah. And I've been like fighting myself. So when we go to a park and the kids try to go in there, I want to be like, no, get out. There's cat poop everywhere.
Well, there is, but it's down deep. They dug a hole.
Right. My mom used to say, these are texts, take care of your teeth and they'll take care of you.
I don't trust my teeth to take care of me.
Don't pout or a bird will poop on your lip.
Right. I remember that one.
Really?
Close the door. You weren't born in a barn.
Yeah.
Classics.
My mom used to say, always have money stored away somewhere, even if it's just a little bit. That's good advice right there.
Right.
My mother told me that for years, if you just held hands with a boy, you'd get pregnant.
Sure. That's true, isn't it?
That's science.
That's why I don't hold anyone's hand.
My mom used to say, when it's gone, it's gone, referring to treats or snacks. I got that one a lot.
How about you'll live?
Oh, yeah. Or how about just this one? If you get hurt, remember, we're not going to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you cross your eyes, you'll stick that way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get the TV one?
It throws it too close to the TV?
Yes.
Yeah. No. My mom let TV raise us, so it was... She's like, as far as she was concerned, we were just getting closer to the babysitter.
Right, exactly. Oh, they're bonding right now. Cute. Look at them. If you're too sick to go to school, you're too sick to play outside.
Oh, yeah. Man, that always burned me.
It's like, no, I'm feeling better now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling way better.
It's because I rested all day. I feel good.
You kids will be the death of me.
Yeah. Hi, Max.
Hi, guys. So when I was little, I would always get in arguments with my mom, and I'd try and get, like, the last word right as a rebellious little kid.
Yeah.
So my mom would say, oh, I'm putting that in my book, a famous last word. And she'd always say that, and it was the funniest thing ever, and she did that with all my other siblings. So right now, I'm trying to actually put together a book of last words for her.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's amazing.
What a cool idea.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. But how about if you want to ruin your life, do drugs? My mom used to say, remember, I brought you into this world, and I can get you out of it.
I take you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is one my mom always said, and this is a text also. My mom would set our curfew to midnight and tell us nothing good happens after midnight.
No, nothing does.
Mm-mm.
That's horrible. Not the truth, though. Mom did lie to you on that. After midnight is crazy fun.
I still believe in that. My mom, whenever we go out in sweatpants and no makeup to run errands, she'll always attempt us to change by saying, you're beautiful. Be beautiful. My mom used to say you give up when you wear sweatpants.
Yes, that's our saying.
Let's see. Momisms. Our mom said this anytime we brought home new friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, etc. Kisses give germs, and germs are hated. Kisses bring me babies. I don't know. Like, wow. I was expecting it to rhyme.
No.
I know, because you said it like it was going to rhyme,
I know.
And it didn't.
Well, I'm reading them as they come in.
I'll bet you feel silly right now.
I do feel silly. This one, children should be seen, not heard. It was her way of telling us to be quiet.
I got that one a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, man. My mom never said that to me, but her dad said it to her, and that's why she wouldn't say it to us.
My mom always used to say, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. It's helped me go out for a lot of opportunities I would have otherwise not tried for. It's true. My mom said the same thing. Can't know if you don't try.
Right.
Yeah. Cupcakes are not a breakfast food.
Well, mom's wrong. That's not the truth at all.
Molly's text. My mom used to say she'd sell us to the gypsies.
Yes. My mom used to tell us that, too.
Really?
Yeah, or that she would sell us to the circus. My mom was always trying to sell us.
Yeah. Couldn't get a good price for you, though, so that's why she had to keep you.
That's true. Man, I didn't fetch a high price as a child. Still, I still don't, by the way.
I hope you have a kid just like you one day.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did I ever tell you that my mom used to threaten to take us to the police station for a lie detector test?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she would know that one of us was lying to her, and she couldn't figure out who it was. So she would threaten to take us to the police station to the point where she would throw us in the car and drive us to the police station. And by the time we drove into the parking lot, she'd be like, you guys, if you don't tell me the truth, if none of you tell me the truth right now, whoever's lying is going to get thrown in jail. And there's nothing I can do to save you. You're going to just be in jail forever. They're going to take you away.
Wow. Gosh, that is dark.
one of us would finally crack. And she's like, I knew it.
You know what, though? She had to hold her character to the whole thing. Oh, yeah. You can't break. Otherwise, she was going to show you guys that she was bluffing.
Justin, you're 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, so I went to the doctor the other day to complain about my sore feet. He said gout. I'm like, hey, I just got here. Nothing? No gout jokes? Oh, come on. Hey, you know what? I'll take it. I've been booed in months.
Yeah, that's true. You've been on fire lately. You're not going to win them all.
No.
Morning Show Family Feud today, the top 10 TV moms.
You know, what about Marie from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh,
Ma.
Yeah.
No, not on the list, but what a great guess.
You're Ray Romano.
He was the best.
You're Ray Romano and you're Luke Bryan sound the exact same.
It's also by Kermit the Frog. Hey, thanks.
You guys have a great morning.
You too. Yeah.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Candace.
Candace, top 10 TV moms.
Caroline Ingalls. The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, old school. Oh. No, not on the list anymore. I noticed I was using like a ranker page. She's outside of the top 10 now.
Okay.
Hey, but thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lindy.
Lindy, top 10 TV moms.
I'm thinking Jessica Hung from Off the Boat.
Fresh Off the Boat.
No.
Have you watched Fresh Off the Boat, Justin?
I hear it's so good.
Did you watch Justin?
I love that show.
Justin would love it. Yeah.
You know, now that I don't have Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I might go get into that.
It's hysterical.
Then. Hey, thanks for playing, though.
Okay, thanks.
Back to the text messages. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family.
Is that too old?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Beverly Goldberg. Jackson, what was the one you were holding on to?
I'm going
to
say Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show.
Oh, I love that one.
Bunch of Kitty Foremans coming in.
Yeah?
Number five.
I love me some Kitty Foreman.
Me too.
Oh, here's one. Morticia Adams, number two.
Oh, I love... Yes, Morticia Adams is a great mom.
I will say, Morticia and... what's the husband's name?
Oh, my God.
From the Adams family.
Gomez.
The best love story.
Oh, yeah.
The best and great parents.
Great parents.
I mean, other than they let their kids try to kill each other.
Well, sure, that.
But other than that, like, really supportive and loving.
Vivian Banks from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, that was a good one.
Aunt Viv.
Aunt Viv did not make this. Awesome. There is one on this. I cannot believe you guys have not guessed right. Huh. Now, I'm not going to tell you yet. I want to go through here. Oh, there it is. Someone got it. Jill Taylor from Home Improvement. Number four.
Jill.
She put up with a lot.
She did. Again, probably one that should have left her husband.
Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
Linda Belcher is the best!
Right outside of the top 10 on this list.
All right!
I think we have one, two, all but one. Let me just scroll through. The mom from That 70s Show is Tony. Is Tony the neighbor?
Nope.
Kitty Foreman is from...
I can assure you Midge the mom from 70s door. Show is Kitty Foreman.
Number 10 is Lorelai Gilmore. Number 9, Peggy Bundy. Number 8, Wilma Flintstone. Number 7, the one that I did not see a guess. I'll scroll back through, but Lucy Ricardo.
Okay.
Aww.
Lucy. Number 6.
I don't really think of her as a mom, though. She was always more doing her own shenanigans.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, she was never really momming really hard.
Number 6, Marge Simpson. Number 5, Kitty Foreman. Number 4, Jill Taylor. Number 3, Claire Huxtable. Number 2, Morticia Adams. And number 1 of the top TV moms, Carol Brady. Fiancé Friday, if you are about to walk down the aisle and you're beginning to get cold feet, or maybe your partner is making you nervous and start to have doubts, well, you can always reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram. And what we do is we actually have Jackson call your fiancé and offer them a special massage, a couple's massage that ends with a sensual room, some sexy time at the end, and we just try to see who they want to bring with them into this room. Full disclosure, after last week, I debated on doing Fiancé Friday anymore.
Did you? Were you questioning the whole thing?
I was too. Yeah.
Mostly just because our goal isn't to ruin anybody's life.
It's to help.
It's to help people because people have these issues and they have insecurities before their wedding, and most of the time, so far, it's been nothing, right?
Well, let's see how it goes with Jared. Hey, Jared.
What's up, guys?
How are you? How's it going today?
It's okay. I guess we'll see how it's going after the call.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
Well, walk us through it. Jackson and Justin didn't read the email you sent me.
All right. So I have a fiance. Her name is Mandy. And we've been together for about 5 years. And I proposed to her, back at Christmas time when our families are in town, kind of made a big deal of it. And it all went, I mean, everything's been fine. Like, it was great. You know, I proposed to her. I love her. She said yes. Like, it was nothing bad was happening. It's more of her, like, recent behavior that's been kind of, I don't know, freaking me out, I guess, which is why I'm calling you guys. The most, like, obvious one, I guess you could say, is that we have kind of different schedules. So we do a date night every Thursday. So every Thursday we try to, you know, make time for each other and at least have dinner together. You know, if not something else, like in the very least, you know, we'll make sure to have dinner. You know, we've been doing this like for a while now, like before we got engaged and everything. This is just like a thing that we've been doing. And then in the past like couple weeks, maybe even over a month, she just has kind of like canceled or just been like, hey, I can't do it. And she never really has like a good excuse. It's never been like, you know, I mean, I kind of know what her work schedule is like. So like, you know, it's always kind of like kind of a half-assed like, oh, like, yeah, this thing came up kind of thing. And so now I'm getting a little nervous that, you know, she's like, I don't know, either blowing me off because she's seeing someone, or maybe she's just getting cold feet and she's just like not trying to be around me as much. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I'm just a little nervous, so that's why I figured I'd call you guys.
We're thinking maybe it's not just maybe she's seeing someone, but you're thinking maybe she's blowing off your most important day of the week together because subconsciously she's not looking forward to this wedding is kind of what you're feeling internally.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's like she's getting cold feet or something and she doesn't want to have to like deal with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, have to be around me as much. So, I don't know. I'm just a little worried.
Has she ever missed, in the 5 years you guys were together, has she ever missed a Thursday dinner?
Like, not memorably enough. Like, if it was, you know, it was like once and then we're back to just having dinner like normal. But this has been like a consistent, like, you know, over the past like month and a half, I think, like, out of the 6 or 7 weeks, she's missed like 5, you know?
Okay.
It's been pretty consistent,
Yeah, so I get it. So it's been a consistent thing.
Yeah, so if you want, we can do it. We can get Mandy. You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast. And, like, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool.
And also thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes, sponsors. Thank you.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off, tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at focusservices.com/careers.
So that was focusservs.com.
No, Jackson, no.
Right. Write that down.
No.
Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is, it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning that fight.
So it's focusservices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and
so
we're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. I do need your permission to have Mandy on the radio, though.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I mean, I get permission in the end, but I'm okay with it.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mandy?
Yeah, this is her.
Hi, Mandy. This is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking. I'll keep this brief. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time breaking into this market. We just need to get some clients through the doors, but we're not sure how to do that. So what we've decided to do is just start giving some of our product away so that maybe you'll go tell a couple of your friends. Would you be interested in a free massage?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, awesome. So what I'm offering up today is our couples massage package. Basically, you and a romantic partner would go into our couples massage room. We've got two massage therapists. They are excellent at what they do. They have essential oils going. You'd lay side by side with your partner, just get to spend some really nice quality time with them. And then once you're done in there, we offer you an hour in our serenity room. You know, things get hectic and crazy, and sometimes it's hard to make time for your partner. So that's just an hour. We don't allow phones in there. There's chocolate-covered strawberries, some champagne, where you and your partner could just enjoy an hour with each other without any distractions or stressfulness. Is that something you might be interested in?
Wow, that sounds really sweet. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Okay, normally this is a $500 package. Like I said, just tell a couple of friends about it so that we can start getting the word out there. I have your name. That's Mandy, right? I got that right?
Yes.
Okay. I just need the name of your romantic partner to get your appointment book.
My fiancé, Jeff.
I'm sorry, did you say Jared?
Yeah.
Hey, Jared. Yes. Oh, hi. Mandy, hi. This is John and Justin. You were talking to Jackson, Mix 105.1.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
The bad news is we do not work for the Triple J Massage Parlor. The good news is you're live on the radio right now.
Okay.
Is that good news?
In fact, your fiance Jared is listening in as well. Hey, Jared.
Hey.
Yeah. Jared, you want to tell Mandy why we were calling her?
Well, now that she said my name, I guess I'm more embarrassed. But I don't know. I just, like, you know how we do our Thursday dinners every week?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been kind of blowing them off for a minute now, and I got a little I got a little nervous that maybe you're seeing someone else, or, you know, you might say someone else's name. This kind of opportunity came your way, so that's why I called these guys to help out. And maybe, I don't know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, like, doubt you, but I still don't know why exactly you've been blowing off the dates.
It was supposed to be a surprise for our wedding, but I've actually been taking guitar lessons. So I
could
play our song at our rehearsal dinner.
Oh, really?
That's so cute.
That is awesome.
That was just the only day I could schedule it, and I couldn't think of a good enough excuse, but I totally get it. That was really random, and I felt awful missing our Thursday dinners, but I figured it would pay off.
You're a sweet fiance, terrible liar.
Yeah.
Awful liar.
Wow, that is really cool. Jared, so are you guys like, are you really into music, or do you have like a special song? Is that kind of why?
I mean,
we do.
So, like, I'm just kind of banging the drums by myself usually, but that's cool. I'm glad. Okay. I'm sorry that I,
Surprise! Yeah.
Jared, you better take her out for a real couple's massage.
And you know what? We want to see a video of you, Mandy, playing the guitar at the wedding. Will you send it to us afterwards?
Oh, I can totally do that. It'll be a blast. Lots of mistakes, but...
That's totally fine. Hey, congratulations, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad. Justin, let's get your showbiz beat.
So, we got this. Broadway Media and Park City Life present its annual concert. How about this? Salt City Sounds back at the Gallivan Center.
Yeah.
And we got some great stuff lined up. They're going to kick things off here with Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
Which is definitely cool. Also, Alessio.
Alesso.
Mm-hmm. Is going to be here. I need to know more about that. I only saw that. I heard the music in the promo for that one.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I would like. And then the one we all like. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
I mean, now I know what I'm talking about.
That's the one Justin's really excited about.
I really am. And I was like, I know who the first two are, and I'm like, I got to get familiar with the middle one.
Yeah.
But tickets as low as $10. And so if you're looking for something to do each week in June, it's going to be going down at the Gallivan Center. Plus, more details are on our website at mix1051utah.com.
I think it's pretty cool we're charging $10. Yeah. It's hard to get a $10 ticket to anything anymore.
No, that's really good.
And these are big names.
You can actually go with your friends, and everybody can afford to get a ticket.
Right, yeah.
So good stuff. Hey, movies out this weekend. Life of the Party is the big one with Melissa McCarthy.
Are they calling it a remake of Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, I don't know.
Because to me, it looks exactly the same.
It's definitely the same premise, isn't it?
Doesn't it look that way?
Yeah. It's just the female version of what Rodney did. Well, Rodney did it better.
You don't know. You haven't seen it.
That was a great movie, though.
Yeah, it was.
But also, Fox has just canceled some of their comedies. I'm not quite sure I like what Fox is doing here. They better come up with something good to replace The Last Man on Earth, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and The Mick.
I stopped watching Last Man on Earth, so I can't be really upset about that one.
No, but if I couldn't find anything, I would stop on that one.
But Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
It's good.
So good.
It's a genius show.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Good. I did hear that Hulu has already picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or they're at least in talks for doing so. Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Also, check this out. The Voice has already re-signed Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson to come back this next year.
Oh.
Look at those guys just snatching up whoever won Idol.
I bet Blake's like, you guys can have my seat. I hear he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Well, would you?
No.
Also, Ron Howard, apparently he reshot almost 70% of Solo. Like, you were telling me, though, and I didn't know that, the fact that he came over. I did know that they had a director, but they gave him the boot. But Ron's coming in trying to fix the whole thing, but reshooting 70%, doesn't that blow your budget big time?
Yeah, but at the same time, they got to make sure it's good. So if it means Ron Howard needs to reshoot, you let Ron Howard reshoot.
That's true. And it's Ron Howard.
I wonder how much money that is.
A lot.
Right?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Because the budget's big going into it, so they're doing all this, and they're like, man, we got to reshoot all this.
That means it's not good.
No, it's not. No. But then again, it's Ron Howard, and he kind of knows what he's doing just a little bit, maybe he can fix it. Hey, did you see the commercial for Deadpool 2?
Which one?
Which one?
The one where they're apologizing to David Beckham.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That came out yesterday on Ryan Reynolds' page. That guy's a clown. I love Ryan Reynolds.
It's up on our website.
And for those who don't know, they're making fun of his voice the first time around. So they start up the commercial for the second one by apologizing, which I found funny.
Oh, it's great. And then at the end, they start making fun of Ryan Reynolds and all of his bad movies.
He has a lot of bad movies.
Also, the cops were called to Rihanna's house yesterday. Apparently, she had an intruder that had spent the night there. He broke in the day before, spent the night, and they didn't even get him until the next day. She wasn't home, but...
How does she not have better security to where someone can sleep over in her house?
You can spend the night in your house. I don't know.
Does she not have, like, Ring Central or the Nest or anything? Is she not going on her phone and looking at some cameras?
You would think there'd be, like, a motion alert of some sort. When you're gone, because you're probably overseas at your boyfriend's...
Right.
Turn on your Vivint.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I can do that.
You have a million-plus-dollar home. You should be able to keep someone out.
I know, it's crazy.
Dear old mom.
Dear old mom.
Worst punishment you received from your mom. Call us, text us, 615-44. Justin?
I got to say, let me paint the scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, because all of mine were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. We grew up in a small town in Iowa to where you could just kind of go, you could run free.
Yeah.
We live as a second-story house across the street from the park, okay?
Oh, no.
So anytime that I got in trouble, I got sent to my room. And I could look right out the window and see all my friends having a great time at the park. And I could hear them having a great time at the park. And I would sit and look out the window while they were enjoying themselves at the park.
Just so mad about it.
I was so mad because you could see the whole thing going down. Like, oh, man, now they're playing football? now they're going to play, we used to play like baseball on the tennis court.
Yeah.
And just smack the ball. I'm like, oh, this sucks.
Oh, they're teasing Jimmy. No, I want to tease Jimmy. No.
Oh, man, now you're having a stick fight? Oh, man. It was horrible. It was the worst thing ever. Every single time I got in trouble, I had to watch it all go down without me.
Jackson, worst punishment you received from mom?
Man, I'm trying to decide because there were a lot. I was a bad kid.
Yeah.
I probably either one. She would, if I was fighting with my siblings, she realized that putting us in the corner didn't work anymore, so she started making us hug, and we hated it. And we just sat there, and we'd whisper horrible things in each other's ears. Like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to choke you out when we're done with this hug. So that was bad. But then she also would make us do the magic chair. Where we would, it's a wall sit for those of you that are fitness enthusiasts, where it was just painful enough without quite being child abuse. Because we had to sit there and we had to sit and do a wall sit for a full minute.
Ugh.
And if you dropped, you had to start the minute over. Yeah.
Tell you, it was not the middle of the night. But it was like just right after they got sent to bed.
But it was traumatic.
And she took the toys out of there. She was making a point. She took the toys out, but not in any of the kids' memory now.
Like, man, mom is mean.
Mom made us just take all of her toys to the trash can.
It was great.
And throw them away.
That's a good story.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
That's some good momming right there.
Worst Mother's Day or worst punishments you receive from mom. This text says, it's not my mom, but my sister took guardianship over me when I was 17. When I got into trouble, I had to watch The Golden Girls. Worst punishment ever. I'd rather stab myself in the eye with a pencil.
You need a life. You need a life. You need to grow up. You need to get better taste because The Golden Girls is the greatest show to ever hit American television. I'm sorry, how many Emmys have you won?
Crystal, my mom read my diary about kissing the neighborhood boy. Then she blackmailed me to clean the house for a month just not to tell my dad.
That's great.
I was inconsiderate towards my grandma once when I was in 7th grade and got grounded for it. I was told I'd be grounded until I wrote 12 essays on 12 different countries on how they treated the elderly. I thought for sure my parents would forget, so I kept putting it off and would randomly ask every now and then to do something. I ended up being grounded all summer. Finally finished because a couple of friends met me at the library and helped me write the essays.
Holy cow, man, that is strict.
Man, I'm X.
So let it be known that I definitely deserved this.
Okay.
But back when texting was still like not unlimited and it was like multiple, it was like cents per text.
Yeah. Right.
I had a little flip phone that I had gotten because I walked to and from school and my parents had put 100 text messages on it, and I was like, I won't go over the 100. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I did not know how to count, apparently, because I did 5,000 in a month.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh,
no. My parents got a bill, got a phone bill for $500.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Just on my line.
Oh, that sucks.
So I got the phone deactivated entirely. Yeah. They just canceled the line. and was grounded for a month, I believe.
Woo! That was nuts.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of side with them on this one, huh, Rachel?
Oh, no. Totally. Yeah. Totally deserved it. Yeah, that was a thing. They didn't take my phone away. They deactivated the entire line, and I didn't get another phone for, I want to say, 3 years.
Wow. Hey, great story. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day.
This says, cruel and unusual punishment. I was 7. I had a real attitude when it comes to eating vegetables. I would sit at the dinner table for 4 hours or more just to get out of eating green beans. 1 week, I had been going particularly strong when my mom told me I wasn't going to eat anything else until I ate those green beans. She proceeded to reheat them for breakfast and dinner. For the next 3 days.
Oh, good for her. Good for you, Mom.
I would carb load at school and just fast for the next 2 meals. Eventually, she force-fed them to me. I still won't eat green beans because I was scarred so bad. Another food one. I threw away a potato. I was told I had to eat before I left the table. Mom found out, made me eat it from the trash.
Yeah.
That's the best. My mother grounded me for 6 months and made it stick because I got a D in English.
Yeah, that won't happen again more.
6 months is a long time.
That is a long time.
Here's the full, the first mouthful of soap. Did you ever have that growing up?
Nope.
Me neither. Jackson?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I never had the mouth.
Soap.
We had a wooden spoon. And my mom had we had 3 wooden spoons, 1 for each of us, and our name was on the wooden spoon.
I get it.
Oh, yeah. Soap.
Yeah. Go get your own spoon.
Corporal punishment used to be a big thing.
You guys are telling me that you're really getting into the amazing fact of the day is what I'm feeling.
I told you from day one that I loved it.
Let's go. I can't remember what yesterday's was, though, but I remember walking away from it going like, oh, I didn't know that.
Was it the Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Was that yesterday?
No, that was
Wednesday. Because Jackson wasn't here for yesterday's.
Oh, that's right. He was doing the puppy party.
Yeah, he was already out.
I don't remember, but today's amazing fact of the day.
Yeah.
Popeye gets his strength from
spinach.
You're right. A magic hen.
No.
Popeye didn't always get strength from spinach. In the early comic strips, he got his power from rubbing a magic hen.
He did? That's
well,
a way
that sounds
early.
Inappropriate, okay?
Just gonna go rub the magic hen.
Gross.